Now, chapter 6, I just want to go through the first verse with you, one word at a time, and I want you to learn a lesson. And remember, I remind you, you should watch the video that's available with your course that talks about how to do your devotional journal, where you summarize one chapter of the book of Revelation, where you write down all the lessons, those are the truths, the principles, all of the doctrines you see in there, and then you write a prayer where you apply those truths to your life. Remember, that's the devotional method. That's your biggest project. For those of you taking credit, it's 60% doing each of the 22 chapters, finding, summarizing what chapter 1 is about. I've told you so many times, it's when Christ reveals himself to John on Patmos, and what lessons do you see there? And then you do that for every chapter. You find all of the truths and principles, and then, this is the hardest part, you write that application prayer. Let me show you how to do that in one verse. So this will be easy. When you get to chapter 6, all of you doing this for credit, you'll already know what to write. Okay, there are 29 words, and we need to ponder every one of them in this chapter. In this verse. Truth number one, now I saw. Those are the first three words of this verse. You know what that means? One of the keys that unlocks the events of the tribulation is John's personal testimony. His use of the phrase, now I saw in English, comes from a Greek phrase, kai eidon, literally, I saw. God directs and inspires John to use that phrase all the way through the book of Revelation. This phrase shows us the chronological progression. John is walking, he says, now I saw. And he walks a little further, now I saw. Walks a little further, now I saw. He's transported by the angel, now I saw. In fact, that term, that phrase, is 24 times. Chapter 6, verse 1, verse 2, verse 5, verse 8, verse 12, chapter 7, verse 2, chapter 8, verse 2, and verse 13, chapter 9, 1, 10, 1, 13, 1, 13, 11, and all the way through to chapter 20, verse 11. It's a chronological progression, just like this, from chapter 1 all the way through the ending. Now I saw means, see on the screen, that the events of Revelation are presented like one long chronological event. Never forget that. There are people who say, oh, no, you know, this can't mean this, you know, this belongs there, and no, this is over there. No. God gave us a movie. It's like a shooting script, and you get to read it. Truth number two, when the Lamb opened, the next four words, no other book in the Bible is introduced and given as a revelation about Jesus Christ. But what is it exactly that God tells us he gave this church, this book for? Verse 1 of chapter 1, for the church. As we read, we find Jesus is the risen Savior. He's the glorified Son. But that's not all. He's the Alpha and Omega, verse 5 of chapter 1. He's the beginning and the end, verse 8. He is the Almighty, verse 8, the first and the last. Basically, this book reveals that Jesus is the central character. Not the beast, not the seals, not the demons from the pit, not the Antichrist, not anything but Christ. He is the central character. The Lamb opened. It's the Lamb right here that opens the first seal that goes through the seventh seal, which when it's open starts the seven trumpets. And when the seventh trumpet sounds, the seven bowls. Every event in Revelation is tied to the central character, and that's Jesus Christ. Truth number three, look at the next four words. One of the seals. When we looked at chapter 4 a few days back, we saw God seated on the throne in heaven. Then in chapter 5, we saw a scroll in his right hand with seven seals. The seals of the scroll couldn't be opened by anyone but the risen Savior, the crucified Creator, that's now allowed to start the conquest. See, that's what we're studying here. The Lamb that was slain is starting the conquest back of planet Earth from the rebellion from Satan. One of the seals, truth number three, reveals that God bases all of the tribulation judgments on the reality of his title deed to the universe as the creator and the owner. See, the scene in chapter 5 is God sitting on the throne, and the seal is sitting there right next to his right hand, and he picks up that seal and hands it to the Lamb, Jesus Christ, the central character. And that is after the Lamb shows himself to John, inspects the churches, leads the worship of the saints in heaven, and right here in chapter 6, takes that scroll from the hand of the Majesty on high and starts breaking those seven seals, which launches this entire horror show. Truth number four, and I heard. The book of Revelation identifies the writer as John the Apostle four times. John is called the writer of this book in chapter 1, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 4, chapter 1, verse 9, and all the way at the end in chapter 22 and verse 8. So from beginning to end, the whole book is authenticated as coming through the messenger, John the Apostle. The early church universally taught that the same John who is Christ's apostle wrote a gospel, three epistles, and Revelation. According to church history, the book of Revelation was written in the last decade of the first century. Basically, Revelation was written somewhere around 94 to 96 about AD because John was exiled to that island by Domitian. And Domitian's reign ends here. And so John is still in exile by Domitian. And so before 96, God used John to write the book of Revelation. So John is old. He's a prisoner on Patmos. He's banished for his bold preaching. That's what verse 9 says. And I heard is a reminder that John the Apostle personally witnessed these events. Okay, truth number five. The next thing we see is, and one of the four living creatures said with a loud voice like thunder. Whoa. Now that takes us right back to here. What creature? We're talking about those four cherubim that are always circling the throne. We're talking about the scene of the throne of God in heaven. And one of the four living creatures with a voice like thunder emphasizes God's judgment always issues from another one of his attributes. God is holy. In fact, that's the most emphasized of all the attributes. It's the only one that comes to us in a triple form, which is the ultimate emphasis. So God's judgment, his wrath and his jealousy flow from his holiness. Wow. Truth number six, the last one from the first verse. Last three words of it, come and see. That states to us that God wants us to know his plans. So he asked John to share those plans with us. We are allowed to see what no Old Testament prophet ever understood. Peter tells us they searched and they tried to figure out, and they never saw the difference between the first coming of Christ and the second coming. And finally, John is allowed to explain that. So basically, we could say this. The first verse, 29 words, say six truths to us. Now I saw, it's one long chronological event. When the Lamb opened, Jesus is a central character. One of the seals, the judgments are in reality the creator and owner of the universe claiming the title deed. And I heard John witness these events. One of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, God's judgment always issues from his holiness. Come and see, God wants us to know his plans.